off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
What kind of old McDonald b- is this?
He saved my life. I couldn't just leave him there with no one to take care of him.
This thing is not going to get on the plane.
Why?
FAA regulations.
There are no FAA regulations about pigs on private planes.
No, there are.
Seriously?
Get rid of it.
No way! No swine left behind.
Do I think that this will ever happen to me? Maybe when pigs fly.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, and Captain Dennis.
Maybe when pigs fly.
We are navigating the latest aviation news and information. All right, so actually we covered this quite a bit last week about that Autoland incident. What type of aircraft was that again, Dennis?
It was a Beechcraft King Air twin-engine turboprop.
Right, and it got quite a bit of news because these guys were at altitude, lost pressurization evidently, and hit the Autoland button that these planes are now equipped with, and landed safely. Everything was good. And we were kind of speculating a little bit about this last week. And now there's come out a little bit more, you know, chatter online. And we still haven't, I don't think we've heard directly from the pilots yet. They've been a little bit mum about it other than.
That could be because the FAA is still investigating the incident and there's been no public statements from the pilots because of that, which,
right.
You know, wisely keep your mouth shut.
Well, yeah, exactly. That, I'm sure that is part of it. But, you know, we were talking about the fact that, okay, they were at like 21,000 feet, lost pressure or something. So they all put on oxygen masks and decided to hit the button and let the plane land just in case. I would assume this is the part we don't really know because we haven't heard from them directly, but it makes sense that maybe they thought there'd be a chance they'd lose consciousness or something because they were at such high altitude and maybe the oxygen might have, expired or whatever. And so just to be safe, they hit this to get them down safely. But once they got down below, you know, what, 5,000, 10,000 feet?
10,000 feet is generally considered the altitude that you'd want a good descent to if you had a pressurization problem because your time of useful consciousness is effectively unlimited at 10,000.
Yeah. And they didn't deactivate the auto land at that point, even, and they landed fine. They weren't incapacitated. They evidently were okay. I mean, maybe there's still more to this story we don't know, but that's what the speculation has really kind of caught fire online in some of the chat rooms and things like that about this particular incident. And it was pretty much picking up on what we said last week. Like, what would you do in that scenario? I would think, you know, if you realized, okay, we're good, we're out of the red zone. Well, I think we're going to be fine. You'd flip that system off and not activate the emergency or cancel the emergency and land the plane according to, you know, your training as usual. And whether you deviate or land at another emergency airport, you may still need to do that. I don't know. But I'm kind of surprised they maintained with the auto land feature on their King Air. I mean, what say you, Dennis?
Well, you know, one thing that came up after all this happened, there's some video circulating on the internet now with recordings from the airplane. And it appears that once the autoland was engaged, the pilots were unable to change their radio frequencies to anything other than guard, the 121.5. So there may be, you know, potentially some pilot lockout that even though you're supposed to be able to override, maybe that's why they chose not to do it. I don't know. But Max Trescott apparently was out flying near where this happened and caught the audio transmissions from those pilots over the guard frequency.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was being a good pilot and monitoring guard while flying around. So, it's interesting that we've got another side of these conversations, not just the official air traffic control tapes that only listed, you know, the actual frequency in use. But this was also catching some of the guard conversations as well.
Right. But I haven't heard that. Have you heard any of that audio?
I haven't listened to him yet because.
Yeah.
You know, I just figure I'm going to wait until the FAA comes to, you know, some sort of a ruling of what happened and
right.
You know, rather than truth.
I would assume it's not like, oh, son of a, we can't turn this thing off, you know, which would explain maybe why they did that. I mean, okay. Yeah. I mean, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm not saying they did anything wrong, but I do kind of go back to what we were discussing last week. If you found that you found yourself in that scenario, I remember them going over the system, like on the Cirrus aircrafts, when we were talking about this at AirVenture. It was pretty clear that if you activated, you know, the emergency land button and had to do that, I mean, you could do it, but if the pilot was capable, he could disengage just like an autopilot system and override, an emergency scenario like that. So it's really designed to, you know, take control when you have an incapacitated pilot. It's not supposed to land the plane if you have a pilot that can do it on his own.
Right, Greg? This is not the Greg, I don't need a pilot's license button.
Well, it could in the future. It might. But in this scenario, I mean, you know, you're going back to a different thing. Like, you know, bring in Tesla, you know, let the autopilot thing.
We've been joking everything. That this was the last key that you needed to no longer have to get your pilot's license.
Correct. Because, you know, if I wait long enough, the technology will catch up to me. And I'm well aware of that plan, and it seems to be working. You know, they seem to have it down pretty well. But
you're missing the whole point of being able to go out and fly and do it yourself. It's so much more enjoyable than sitting in the back.
I agree. I mean, there's the passenger and there's the pilot. You know, sometimes you want to be the passenger.
But you can't get drunk on a plane, so there's, you know, depends on what your goal here is.
Well, you can, but you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to be the pilot when you're doing that. So.
Exactly. That's why I said, sometimes you want to be the passenger, sometimes you want to be the pilot. And probably in my case, being a passenger sometimes can be almost as fun. It just depends on the day. But regardless, I mean, I would think, you know, this whole system is amazing as it is, and it's great. But I just don't know that I would let it, you know, take total control in a scenario like that. If you had to press the button in an emergency, and then you realize you don't need it. Like false alarm or, everything's okay now.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Or just disarm it and, you know, fly your merry way and you're good to go. And I doubt this was the case, but look at all the publicity they got. It's like, it's a marketing genius kind of situation.
The publicity is great for Beechcraft and Garmin.
Yeah.
For those pilots, though, I don't know if they would want to actually be the ones to admit, yeah, we pushed the button and we let it ride ourselves down. Like, might be looked down on maybe by some people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like I said, I don't necessarily look down on them. I just kind of wonder, you know, what were the scenarios or the thought process? I mean, that's not what the system's supposed to do. You're supposed to only push it in an emergency. And if, you know, it's not an emergency anymore, you should be able to disengage and go your merry way.
It's nice to know that you have that option, but the fact that, you know, they landed and literally shut down the airport until they could get the aircraft off the runway, because when Autoland works, it brings you to a stop and shuts the engines off, and the airplane's there in the middle of the runway. Now, anybody else that was at that airport is suddenly stranded.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's my point, too. Yeah, if it wasn't a real emergency and you ended up
caused a real emergency.
Well, or at least you clogged up things there for a while and maybe caused some more delays and problems that, domino effect into other flights and things. So, yeah, there's definitely going to be some issues that they'll have to address, I guess, maybe at some point, or they'll just stay mum and we won't hear a word about it. And they'll just focus on the technology that it did it. But yeah, I mean, if there was any issue of them disengaging, that'll be interesting to see. But I kind of doubt it. From what we saw in AirVenture, it was pretty clear. I mean, it worked just like autopilot. You know, you put the autopilot on, fine. You hit the emergency button, okay, it's going to land the plane for you. If you got to disengage it, yeah, no problem. You just hit the button again or something. I don't know what you do, but.
Well, there's a bunch of warnings too, you know, don't touch the controls, aircraft's in auto land, you know, and all that. But then I think there's also an indication, you know, press here to disengage.
And yes.
It treated like any other autopilot. You should always be able to pull the breaker.
Makes sense. All right, more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.